You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of great New Zealand music, we're talking to Peter Dickens right now about Music Helps. Morena, Peter, how are you?
Morena. Oh, not too bad, not too bad.
That's good. Hey, it's nice to hear from you. Let's start by talking a little bit about what Music Helps is for people who might not be familiar. What is Music Helps?
Well, traditionally, because of course everything's changed in the last couple of weeks,
but yes.
traditionally what the charity has done is that it's developed and supported projects in the community that use music to help people in need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's included music therapy in hospices and hospitals, music with at-risk and vulnerable people, and music with disabled people, stuff like that. The other side of what we do is the work we do with Kiwi music people.
Mm.
And that's we do that in two ways. We have a thing called the Music Helps Wellbeing, which is a 24-hour helpline and free face-to-face counselling service for Kiwi music people that are experiencing emotional distress. And we also have another thing called the Music Helps Benevolent Fund, which provides emergency financial assistance packages to Kiwi music people who are experiencing illness, distress and hardship. And both of those services are really, you know, quite highlighted at the moment.
Totally. So we are talking to you today, of course, because you guys have kind of been putting out some information and some support for the music industry through this COVID-19 pandemic at the moment. And we've seen that basically the music industry was one of the first industries to take a hit hard and fast, because public gatherings, the movement of people, all of those things are kind of crucial to keep the industry going. What are some of the sort of issues that you guys have seen rising out of this?
Absolutely right. The trustees of the charity and I had a very normal meeting on the Wednesday, and then on the Thursday everything changed.
Mm.
It was more that the impact, it's not so much the impact is being felt, just that what the impact was going to be became apparent literally overnight.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it was a bit of an evolving nightmare. Fat Freddy's drop that was well into the European tour by the time this all hit. Just watch date after date after date fall over.
Mm-hmm.
In New Zealand, just overnight, months and months, possibly years of work that artists and music workers have put in to building up to what was going to happen just evaporated. So you know what we're seeing is a great deal of anxiety, of concern.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the hit to the back pocket may yet actually be fully it may not have become fully apparent yet.
Yeah.
To a lot of people what's going to happen. And so, yes, we've been trying to, over the last couple of weeks, it's about being able to generate the resources to come up with a meaningful and effective and prompt response that's going to make a real difference to Kiwi music people.
It's kind of a moving beast a little bit, as you sort of indicated there as well, because we don't necessarily know what this is going to look like, because we don't know how long this is going to go on for. We don't know what it's going to mean for border measures and things like that, which is obviously a big thing as well with touring bands and also people who work in promotion and bringing international musicians into New Zealand as well. All of these things are a little bit up in the air. But the government has definitely been indicating that they want to support the arts. What are you hoping to see from some government support, Peter?
Really, that government understands the unique nature of some of the work that Kiwi music people do. Government has been very responsive and understanding when it comes to, say, film and theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those industries are sectors of the arts. Spent a lot of time getting to grips with and understanding, even before COVID-19 hit. What we really need them to do now is take a look at music workers and the nature of that work.
Yes.
And where these people sit on the radar of government departments. It seems to be when they go into WINS, they have strikingly different experiences, because people at WINS either don't or can't understand exactly the nature of the work that they do and how it all works. So really, I guess what we're looking for is understanding and then prompt and decisive action. And it's going to have to come with resourcing. There's obviously going to have to be funds put behind this.
Absolutely. So Music Helps has put together quite a great package of resources and links. Can you tell us a little bit about this, Peter?
Sure. Actually, it's one thing that we're really proud of is to be part of the whole of the industry-wide response that's going on. This has brought all of the different music industry entities together, and they're meeting regularly, and they're coming up with really positive responses that are helping music workers through this time. And so it's when it comes to navigating the government response and how Kiwi music workers can take advantage of the government response to COVID-19, or whether it's about the campaign that we've put out called Music Helps Live, which is musichelpslive.co.nz. In that, not only can you donate to the emergency appeal for Kiwi music workers that we have going on, but there are also links to all of the Bandcamp and merch sites. It's probably the most comprehensive individual site that can take people to their favorite Kiwi artists, so that they can make a real and positive difference to what these people are going through. And of course, the end result of all of this is that we just want to keep the music alive.
Absolutely, and we've talked a lot about how we're seeing a lot of these awesome musicians that we love doing live streams, putting up awesome videos online, covering each other's music, and it's obviously no filler for actually being able to go and see an awesome live gig, but it is a wonderful sort of gesture of solidarity. Have you been tuning into any of those things, Peter?
Oh, absolutely. And the people putting those on have been incredibly generous.
I mean, yeah.
One of the things that we've been able to do with the help of our industry partners is set up a text 2448 to donate line. So anybody that texts the word music to 2448 can donate $3 to the appeal that we have on to help Kiwi music workers. And all of the people doing these live streams are pointing people to that as a way of, you know, showing if you're at home enjoying the show, then that's a really simple way that you can show your appreciation, but also contribute positively to getting the Kiwi music industry through this.
That's all
really positive. I think the other thing is that while all of these creators, I mean, we always look to our artists and our musicians to make sense of what's going on around us. And on another note, I'm actually really looking forward to seeing what the art that comes out of this. What our musicians are able to produce in the time that they have without the rest of the distractions that the world usually provides. I think there could be some really interesting music to come out of it.
Yeah, totally. Hey, Peter, it's been a real pleasure to chat to you this morning. If people want to find out more about any of this, if they want to access these links or just read a bit more about it, what is the Music Helps website?
Go to musichelpslive.co.nz, and that's got the link to the Kiwi Artist page, and also the way that you can donate to the emergency appeal. Also, if you go to musichelps.org.nz, that's linked straight through to the page of information and advice for Kiwi music workers who are looking to navigate their way through this.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to play what is currently number one in the 95 BFM Top 10, awesome Wellington band called Soft Plastics. Thanks so much for chatting to us this morning, Peter, and take care.
No problem. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.